Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Mind Body Clarity. I am Amber Price, and I help women just like you reclaim your personal power by developing your intuition so that you can align authentically to a lifestyle that you create and design through empowered choices. I am going to share tips and strategies to help you live in alignment with your authentic self and feel empowered to make decisions with clarity. Let's go. So I was doing a meditation and I received a spiritual download. So that's what some people call it. I just call it an insight, or I got a message from the universe or whatever. But I wanted to share it with you. It is all around August of 2023. So a lot of the energy right now is shedding and shifting and releasing. So you may notice physical symptoms such as exhaustion, irritability, frustration, maybe a little bit of rage or anger kind of boiling underneath the surface. And also frustration in terms of trying to do things that aren't working very well. Maybe you go to reach for your glass and the glass breaks, or maybe you go to grab some ice and the ice falls on the floor. I don't know. There just seems to be this discord between our physical body when we're experiencing this ascension, or what I was calling like the release or shedding. So if you're not kind of like right in alignment in terms of allowing this process to flow and riding the waves up and down and just not being in the driver's seat, then you may be that person that's experiencing, well, one of many people right now that are experiencing the discord and disconnection between body, mind, and soul. So if you find yourself really struggling to do simple things, you know, maybe you're running late, you sleep through your alarm, you stub your toe, your clothes aren't fitting properly, you feel bloated, you feel like you have a little bit, oh, my cat says hi. You feel like you have a little bit of indigestion. You're just, everything just doesn't seem to be with ease. Now, I'm not a doctor, so if you're experiencing anything physically or mentally, emotionally, whatever, that is unusual for you, please go and get checked by a professional. See, my cat is experiencing the energy I'm receiving right now, so just bear with her. But when this is happening to you, it's the reminder to stop and think for a minute. What is it that you're resisting? What is it that you are allowing yourself to release? Is there something that is right in front of you that keeps showing you over and over again? Maybe those warning signs or red flags or the people that keep telling you something multiple different ways. What is it that's happening that you're not getting into the groove with, that you're not accepting, that you're not allowing to flow? And then start to consider which way you want to go, which way feels like the best fit for you. Because when our bodies are out of whack with the ascension or the shift, the spiritual growth that we're experiencing, it is the thing that tells us most, like the banging up. It's banging us over the head. It's letting us know that something is off. When we first experience energy, we pick it up with our energy body, our aura, right? We sense something. When that filters through, then you experience it through your mind and you try to discern it and understand it and contemplate it and make your choices, decisions. And sometimes maybe you're going over and over and over and over and over it, like you're ruminating over this. And then you start to feel emotionally either aligned or disconnected to it. So if the energy is not filtering through your aura or your mind and it gets to your emotions, that's when you might start feeling anxious or stressed out or upset, sad, angry, whatever. But when it gets to the next level, the fourth level, which is our body, that's when we as humans tend to really start to pay attention. It's like a tangible thing that we understand to be true because we can feel it. Something is off. We know that it's not right to what we normally feel. And then we start to pay attention. So then we go and try to navigate and understand and discover what it is that might be wrong with our physical body. And then it's like peeling back the layers backwards. It's like, okay, we're going to fix the things that are going on in our body to make us feel like we are back in alignment. And then that, by honoring our body, whether it's working out, stretching, walking, healing ourselves, we start to then experience the emotional part of that. Maybe it becomes very emotional, or there's resistance emotionally to healing yourself, to going through that level of it. Then you have to get into the mindset, right? So now we're going backwards, as you can see. So the mindset of getting into that balance and wellness and alignment. And then our energy aligns and it feels good. And then we feel like we're vibrating well and everything's attracting to us again. So it's like that message is, figure out what is happening energetically first. If you can become really good at feeling and sensing what's happening within your energetic body, then we don't have to put so much pressure and so much stress on our spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. So we want to kind of get to that state where we feel like we're trusting our intuition, we're trusting our senses, we're trusting that first instinct, going with that gut feeling, and then allowing the next stages to come in. But for August, the major spiritual message that's coming through for us is to be aware of if you feel out of whack, or things are feeling frustrating, or they're harder to do, things aren't flowing. And then ask yourself, where are you resisting? What's going on? What keeps showing up? What keeps showing me things in different ways? And why am I not allowing it to flow? Why can't I release it? Why can't I shed it? So you will experience different types of signs as you go through this process. So once you're aware of what's going on this month, you can really start to lean into the process. So you may have signs and symbols that are around you that relate to affirming that you're on the right track as you're letting things go, as you're releasing and ascending to the next level. So the snake is often a sign of renewal and release. So you might have symbolism or spirit animals or dreams of snakes. You also might have butterflies or cocoons, caterpillars, whatever. So understand that the signs and symbols that you are seeing in real life, like in your day, in your moment, through nature or through symbols like art or text messages or hearing it through music lyrics, if you see them through your dreams or in your mind, in your mind's eye through a meditation, whatever it is, pay attention to it, because I want you to ask yourself what keeps popping up for you in terms of a sign so that you can be aware of it and then you can go with the flow. In turn, all I'm saying is this was the message we were receiving. Understand what it means for you and allow yourself to release it so you can move forward. Enjoy the process.
You just listened to Mind Body Clarity with Amber Price. Please head over to www.amber-price.com to check out more information. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share or rate it. See you next time.